It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Most adults would dump their partner if they didn't like their pet.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin.
Hi.
Hello, Kevin.
Guys, it is news time. News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Axiom Painting.
I know this is going to be an easy one for you older fellers to say, well, good. These kids these days.
That's right.
But then be ready because I'm going to pressure you into answering a question.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We'll start with this. The Spokane Public Schools has banned the use of cell phones in classrooms starting next year. Now, they will still be able to have some use of cell phone devices in between classes.
During passing.
The non-class school hours.
Right.
Varying levels of restrictions depending on the students, elementary, middle, high schoolers, with the older kids obviously having more freedom.
Right.
But as far as in the classroom, no more letting the teacher decide, whatever the, you know. I think some teachers were a little more lenient with it, right, than other teachers.
Sure, of course, yeah.
And but they're just saying now, nope, not allowed to be used in a classroom.
It's not on a class-by-class basis. It's district-wide.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep, no more use of cell phones. What was the thing do you think they probably should have banned when you were in school? What was your biggest distraction? Did you have spitballs, spitwads, or whatever? Girls.
That's kind of wrong.
That's fair, Monty.
Yeah, when Bruce and I were in school, miniskirts were in.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bit of a distraction.
Yeah. Sure.
But we couldn't chew gum.
Bruce,
rule breaker.
No baseball caps or any hats of any kind.
Oh, okay.
Had to wear sideburns no lower than the bottom of your earlobe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Makes sense,
Was there anything that you did, though, that you were like, oh, man, this is how I wasted all my time, and they probably should have banned that? Like, for me, it would be erasers. The big rubber erasers.
What'd you do with them?
Because we just did the stupidest things with them.
Oh, boy, Warren. Like,
we did the eraser burns, which were really dumb.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So dumb.
Yeah, just
what
genius.
A weird trend.
Yeah.
That, and then just like, I remember just like rubbing it on my desk over and over and over and over and to see how long it would last.
Pretty soon it burst into flames.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a distraction. That's probably
thing.
Yeah. And here we are today.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd think you would have learned, yet it seems the same, Steve, doesn't it?
I don't really remember anything. Guys tapping their pencils, but the teacher would usually stop that.
Did you guys doodle? Were you doodlers?
I wasn't too much. Clicking pens, you know.
Click, you would have been thrown out of the class.
Hmm. Yeah.
By me, because that's annoying. Kevin doesn't.
I know it.
But yet he's still here.
But he's here, yeah. Well, I still love him and
you
all.
You take away all
you just take away the pens and the scissors. Yeah.
Just give him these kind of pens that don't have a clicker.
That's the ones that work, yep.
And then it says.
Do you boys think it would be better if we just... Oh, man.
That's correct, Warren. Yeah. That is correct. He's a fidgeter, so that's why he doodles. He'll doodle, though. He'll, like, doodle and sign stuff, sign his name, you know.
Yeah.
It's been really good, Jay. Have you noticed that I don't really do the pen thing anymore?
No, it's fantastic. You notice my sanity, huh?
You
want
to know why?
Yes, I would like to.
Because I have this fancy pen that somebody gave us.
Yes.
That's a good
one. Wooden one or
it's
whatever
a wooden
it is.
One.
Handmade?
And
it
has the ability to
probably
twist it.
Oh,
and then the pen comes out.
That's very silent.
And it's very silent.
Very nice.
But it's very fun. That's what I do. I just sit here and I open it all day. Open, close. Open, close.
Yeah, he goes twist it, bop it.
Yep, twist, bop. It doesn't do, it doesn't make any noise. So you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's probably illegal.
Would it just be better if we figured out a way to let the kids do their work on their phone?
No.
I don't think so. We couldn't. And I mean, like, I guess cursive
you
writing.
You couldn't do your work on a phone.
Oh, I could have. Or I could now. I do.
Warren couldn't because he'd be looking at pictures.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, Warren, he's the epitome of distractions.
Volkswagen buses and stuff.
Yeah, right.
But we couldn't.
So you're saying that they should have the same rules that we did?
Well, that's right.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they even took cursive writing away, and then now I hear they're bringing it back.
I think that's possibly true.
Wait, yeah. They are?
I think some places are, yeah.
Oh, really? Why?
Are you going to read the Declaration of Independence if you can't read cursive?
Hey, good point, Bruce. You know what? That's all I needed was a why. You gave me a why.
Yeah, that's right. Makes sense now. I just need a why.
Speaking of that, Bruce, I have a question.
Yes,
when they were writing the Declaration of Independence, did what happens if they're writing in the middle of a word and they run out of ink? Did they just dip it again and continue?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was there. He knew.
Yeah.
I was going to say, personal experience? Yeah, how does he know?
Well, exactly. He was holding the paper down.
Anyway, I don't know.
It's hard to put it back in the bottle is the problem.
It is.
No, it ain't.
Well,
leave them bones in your pocket.
I understand.
Leave them
in
the locker, actually, is where they should leave
them. They have a special bag that they put them in.
Sometimes. Yeah. Some schools do that.
Well, because, I mean, with the phones now, I mean... With math and stuff like that, man, I mean, it would be easy, but you wouldn't really learn anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, right. No.
You learn how to use the machine, but your brain doesn't know it.
Yeah.
But
mine doesn't anyway.
Yeah. Is that all the kids need anyways?
What?
A phone?
That's how they're going to solve all their problems the rest of their life.
What? You mean YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube, AI, whatever.
Well, maybe I need to get up with the times. I don't know.
I don't know either. Warren, I'm not saying they should have cell phones. I'm just saying... it does seem like that's going to be the way the rest of their lives are.
Probably. Jay, what do you think? I want to know.
It's going to be hard to take it away. It puts the teacher in a bad spot because they said if you continue to use it, then they will take steps. They didn't say what the steps would be. You know, if you continue.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Big loophole there. So it's going to be a little weird. But
so they're putting it on the teacher.
It's kind of, if they report it, yeah, or if other students complain about it. It might be hard. I mean, I understand the concept.
Yeah, I do too.
Because if you think about it, how could you possibly have any success in your life if you're not have any cognitive thinking ability? Yeah,
exactly.
That's the thing. Well, that's a big word.
Yeah.
Boy.
Cognitive. Wow.
That's a lot for someone who stayed up late last night.
So you're saying if it's district wide, it should just be a gate. That's it. It's done.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the
steps,
answer is.
No,
and you know, because people for safety reasons want to have their kids have their phones. Right, yeah. So parents, they want their kid to have their phone in case there's anything that happens.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
On the other hand, we didn't, and we were fine.
Yeah, well, not everything's the same, sadly.
Well,
I mean, you know, apples
you're
to
right
apples.
See, there you go. You need to bring me up to speed.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not taking on that chore.
No.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
That would take a while. And you'd probably forget it afterwards.
Yeah. Teacher, I need to go to the office and use the phone. I got to call my mom.
But the problem is it's not just being used occasionally. There are lots of instances. You know, I mean, my kid's probably the most recent in high school out of this group, so I'll just say that there's a lot of them that just are not doing anything other than being on their phone. That's what they're trying to prevent.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Kind of like I do sometimes when I lose interest, right,
yes.
Kevin?
Yes, you are. You are a prime example
I
of
know.
Somebody who gets distracted by their phone. Yeah, you look over there and you just stare at Warren for a second, and he gets quiet, and he looks up and goes, what?
What?
Huh? Whatever. Are you guys talking to me?
Well, they didn't know what ADD was then.
yeah, now we do.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Where would you get a piercing today on International Body Piercing and Modification Day?
I don't know. What do you think, Monty? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I got to think about that.
Yeah.
Probably.
I say it. I dare you.
Left ear?
Kevin James.
No, say it.
Nope.
Oh, my.
My nose?
Cause you, what? Oh.
No, I would never.
I don't know.
In there.
Really?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I'm just going to let everybody know that between times of being on the air, the show's falling completely apart. Monty overdid it in the heat yesterday. Kevin's over there falling asleep.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Steve's doing in there. Ooh. Steve's trying to stay awake.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you guys are chugging lemonade like it's going out of style.
But we are, and it is so good.
I'm just over here trying to keep the cats from running willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. So we're ready for the final story?
Is that an expression?
Willy-nilly?
Which one's Willy?
He's the guy with the floppy hair.
His sister is Nilly.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Also, Nilly was on the Florida Georgia Line song.
Oh.
Cruise.
Oh. Okay. All right, then.
That was on yesterday's Beat the Show. It wasn't Nilly, it was Nelly. And Kevin missed that question yesterday. And then he was chastised by someone on the cruise to me. Can't believe Kevin got that wrong. Logan was very mad at you, Kevin.
Sorry, Logan. Not really.
Wasn't Logan Crone, was it?
It was not, but thanks for asking.
Sure.
Okay, we've got some days for you guys to mark on your calendar throughout the weekend.
All right, thanks. Today's Saturday and Sunday then?
French Friday.
Let me get my phone out so I can put it on the calendar.
Yeah, get your phone out.
Tomorrow, which is Saturday, Jay, if you need to mark it down.
Thank you.
Monty's birthday.
Thank you.
Is happy birthday, national. Did you know that your birthday is National Beans and Franks Day?
Oh, nice. That's actually... I don't mind that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently you do.
Franks and beans.
It says this day.
Wait,
is
Franks
day...
and beans different from Beanie Weenies?
No, I think it's the same thing.
I wouldn't think so.
I feel like it's the same, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's, yeah, to me it seems the same.
Steve, how do you vote on that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Seems the same.
Unanimous, I mean, then.
I don't know. Yeah.
Are you a fan of beans and Franks?
No.
What?
I'm sorry.
You don't like the beans?
Yeah, it doesn't do it for
me. Gosh, you have the smallest palate, which I guess fits now that I say it out
loud. You like macaroni and cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, again, he eats like a six-year-old.
It's delicious.
And pizza, cheese and pizza without toppings.
Cheese pizza and macaroni and cheese.
How about macaroni and cheese with cut-up weenies in it?
Oh, yeah, I'd do that.
Whoa.
Yeah. There you go.
Look at this guy.
I like that.
Expand your horizons.
Yeah, have you ever had mac and cheese on cheese pizza? Delicious.
No, but I would.
Wait, what? Mac and cheese on top of pizza?
Yeah, man.
Have you ever had
What?
Have you ever had green olives on a pizza?
Oh, no.
See, I didn't think it would be good. But Mr. J. Daniels introduced me to it, and it's doggone good.
Mr. J. Daniels.
Guys, we had a pizza dilemma this week. When you order pizza, do you ask for sauce?
Well, of course.
Oh.
Of course I asked for sauce.
You're like, I need a meat lover's pizza, large.
With
and
sauce.
Can you put sauce on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that never.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that. Was
it
you?
Yeah, because you said it didn't hardly have any sauce on it.
Yeah, it didn't have sauce. And then Steve said, well, did you ask for sauce?
You sure it wasn't just a skiff of sauce?
Now, I don't like to give Steve a bad time because I like him a lot. He's a nice guy.
So do I. That's why I like giving him a bad time.
I feel like
there's a butt coming. But doggone it, Steve. Come on. It's a pizza.
That's cheese bread. That's all that is.
That's exactly
it. Oh, man, I did get yelled at last night from a lady.
Uh-oh.
When I was
How many times?
On the cruise, Steve was missing.
He was.
Jason,
I wanted to.
Wait, have you seen Steve? And I go, oh, no, I haven't seen him at all.
Do you know what Kevin did when he said it? I go, have you seen Steve? And he gave me this gesture. And you guys know this gesture means only one thing. He goes, as if he had jumped off the boat.
Yep. I'm like, that little guy just jumped off and swam.
I was like, well, you know what? That's illegal. We don't allow that, guys. Right. We don't allow that. And he was MIA for about half
30
hour?
Minutes?
On a boat.
I stopped the song and just said, hey, we have a public address
announcement. That was great, by the way.
Does anybody know where Steve is? I'm worried about him. And so.
And then the world began looking for Steve.
If we could just,
was he in the ice maker or something?
I don't. Were you just hiding downstairs?
I was taking pictures and chitting the chat with the people.
The chat.
And then I said.
Maybe he was getting acquainted with someone.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what we were wondering.
All is forgiven.
Hoping,
all is forgiven.
But that was not the case, Steve?
Remember the cute little cowgirl in tight jeans?
Right. He was getting acquainted,
Steve was instead taking pictures of people downstairs, which was great.
That was great.
That was nice of you to do. I said, well, we found him. He's downstairs. He's sitting at a table by himself. And this lady was like, that is so mean. Just so, so mean.
I said,
it's a joke. I love Steve.
Yeah.
But, she
I'll
was
get
not
over
like.
It.
She did not like that.
I didn't even hear it, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Sunday, Breakout Stanley. It is National Tape Measure Day.
Nice. Oh,
Monty. Right. Monty. Monty. Yeah.
Tape measure quiz. Ready, Warren? I'm going to pull this tape measure out, not show you what the actual measurement is. You're going to tell me how many inches it is.
Oh, I love it.
Ready?
Go.
Okay, right to there.
18.
What do you say, Bruce?
2 feet.
I'm going to go 16.
Monty, on the nose. Sorry, that wasn't a nose joke.
16 on center. I know that, I know that gap well.
Isn't it funny the shortest guy thought that was 2 feet?
It's 2 feet.
Bruce. Sorry, Bruce, but that was really funny.
Bruce, how much is that, Bruce? 6 feet?
6 feet.
9 inches. So close. Right there. Just missed it.
How about lobster and macaroni and cheese?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Welcome to Newspaper News. And here's our on-scene newspaper news reporter, Bruce Hudson.
Kevin James.
Now, is that your actual voice or are you doing AI?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey!
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Mm-hmm. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Let's do it. Friday crew is here. Category is fries. It is beat the show time. We've got one of these brand new Coyote Country travel mugs. You guys use yours yet? Bruce, you use yours?
No, I'm saving it for antique value.
Collector's item.
Wow.
Mine is sitting right by the coffee butt, but I haven't used it. Sorry, Monty, I interrupted you.
That's fine.
You use yours yet, Monty?
It's in the door of my car, but yes.
Okay, very good. All right. Bruce, would you like one to use and then keep one for your...
As a collector's item.
Your little vault. You can. What do they call that thing? Time capsule.
Jay, he is wearing a 1999
that's
t-shirt.
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And then he'll just like whip it out like in 20 years from now. He'll be like, hey, remember these? When these were new?
Yeah, remember these?
It's in pristine condition. Stop.
What would old Jay and Kevin are doing these days?
Those boys.
Bruce will outlive all of us.
He will.
Bruce will be like 164 and be like, I remember when we went on the radio.
You know what's the radio?
Radio was this little thing they had in cars.
What's a car?
Spit out songs and stuff.
Songs.
Yeah. So his voice is the same?
His voice is exactly the same.
Wow.
Man.
Along with his mustache.
Hey, Dennis.
Good morning.
What's happening, man? How are you?
Hanging in there.
You ready for a weekend there, bud? You got big plans?
Nope. Maybe go fishing.
Oh, nice. I like that. It's a good way to stay cool on the water. We're going to play a little of Beat the Show here. Our category is fries. It's National Friday. And if you would like to challenge the Friday crew, you will win. So three guys are leaving. The rest of us will stay. See you guys. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
What if he didn't like to?
If he didn't like to, I don't know. I guess he doesn't have any option, does he?
Yeah. Friday crew.
Friday crew. All right. They're leaving. Now you're going to get 60 seconds for 7 questions. Dennis, pass. If you get stuck, we'll try to get back to that one if time allows, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Here we go.
Alrighty, Dennis. People really love this ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it, restaurant's French fries. What's the restaurant?
McDonald's.
What do you call French fries in England?
Chips.
Philip J. Fry, who is known as Fry, is the protagonist in what animated show?
Futurama.
You might have ketchup with fries. How many varieties does it say Heinz Ketchup has on the front of its bottle?
57.
Comedian John Mulaney has a bit on salad and French fries. Who did John just marry?
Oh, Pat.
What is the dish that consists of French fries and cheese curds topped with brown gravy called? Popular in Canada.
Dang it. Yeah, poutine.
There you go.
Anna Fry went viral for looking like Brock Purdy, who plays football for who or what team?
The Niners.
Boo.
That's right.
We'll see. John Mulaney married who recently?
Okay. No idea.
You know what? Congrats on the win. Hold on for a second. He had that after question two. All right,
it was impressive.
Yeah, that was a really good job, Dennis.
It's not.
Yeah, impressive. Hold on. Here we go, fellas. Come on in. Welcome back to the show. I'm glad you guys enjoyed your break. And now we're ready to see how embarrassing this will be. Who goes first? Thank you.
I thought, yeah.
Thank you for knowing comedy. Bruce. On it. Very well done. Warren.
Yeah, Jay.
You get the first question.
Oh, well, good. You guys didn't like the first question.
No, I didn't. That's why I wanted Warren to answer it.
Oh, good.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, you just got to pay attention. You'll be fine. Okay. All right, Warren, that's you get difficult. The first one. I know.
Okay.
Monty gets the second one. Answer only your question. Pass on your question. And we'll get back to it. Time allows. Here we go.
Should I be more animated?
Nope. Do it the same. Okay. Fair is fair.
Okay. All right, Warren, here we go. People really love this ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it, restaurant's French fries. What's the restaurant?
It's Mongo Jerry's.
What do they call French fries in England?
Chips.
Philip J. Fry, who is known as Fry, is the protagonist in what animated show?
Pass.
You might have ketchup with French fries. How many varieties does it say Heinz ketchup has on the front of its bottle?
Three.
Comedian John Mulaney has a bit on salad and French fries. Who did John Mulaney just marry?
Barbara Streisand. I have no idea.
What is the dish that consists of French fries and cheese curds topped with brown gravy called? It's popular in Canada.
Canada. Mash.
Anna Fry went viral for looking like Brock Purdy, who plays football for who?
My answer is, what in the heck?
I think we got one answer right.
Good nurse.
Hey, you won last week.
You won last week. You can hang your hat on that, fellas. Yeah.
Man.
Slow clap for the Friday. Let's see how we did. Let's congratulate Dennis on his win and see how we did. Yeah.
What's his name again? I'm sorry.
Dennis.
Dennis, congratulations.
He did really good.
He was a great player. He would have probably beat anybody today, but needless to say, you guys weren't in the ballpark.
Dennis, why do you know that stuff?
Okay, all right,
here we go.
Yeah, let's go over some answers. What do you say?
Yeah.
People really love this. Ba 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 ba. I'm loving it. Restaurant's French fries. What's the restaurant?
What if he went ba 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 ba?
Oh,
that's better.
Dennis said McDonald's.
Did I do too many bars?
I don't know what you did. Of course, Warren said the world famous Mongo Jerry's.
Yes.
Same thing.
McDonald's.
It was.
Well, if you would have done it in a tune.
Right. 1 point, Dennis.
Well,
I know. Yeah. I understand.
What do they call French fries in England?
Hey, we got one right, guys. Everybody said chips on that one.
Money.
And the Friday crew is on the board to stay with one.
Philip J. Fry, who is known as Fry, is the protagonist in what animated show?
Dennis immediately said Futurama. Bruce immediately said, pass.
Immediately said.
Yeah, one of them is right.
I've never watched Futurama. I've seen it. But I mean, I've seen the word.
Is it funny, Dennis?
It's pretty good.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. 3-1, Dennis, in the lead, shockingly.
You might have ketchup on French fries. How many varieties does it say Heinz ketchup has on the front of its bottle?
Warren, you pay attention to detail. There's no question. Dennis said 57, and Warren
Heinz
said
57.
Warren said 3.
Oh.
Then they made a sauce just out of that number.
Yeah.
57
sauce. Heinz 57?
Right. Yeah.
Moving on.
I'm looking around because there's not a bottle of it in here.
No, 4-1.
Comedian John Mulaney has a bit on salad and French fries. Who did John Mulaney just marry?
I thank God Dennis passed because I was like, otherwise he's a computer, you know. He passed on that, and Monty said Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Not right.
Olivia Munn.
There you go.
Olivia Munn.
See, he knows.
He knew it. He just couldn't get there.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn.
Still don't know.
Still 4-1 in favor of Dennis.
She's famous.
She actually is. She used to be married to Jason Sudeikis.
There you go, Kevin. Yeah.
That was Olivia Wilde.
Pick Olivia.
You know what, Steve? I do that every single time with those two.
Well, you're an Olivia lover.
Uh-huh.
What is the dish that consists of French fries and cheese curds topped with brown gravy called?
Dennis popular said poutine. Ever heard of it?
Poutine? I have heard of that.
Putin.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Oh, that's a Russian
Poutine's
dish.
Really good, guys.
It's a Russian dish.
It sounds good.
not Vladimir Putin, no, Bruce. Not. Sorry. You said MASH.
Cheese.
Also not a TV show. 1 point, Dennis.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, 5-1.
You mean another point, Dennis?
It's hard to know, but I think it's Dennis.
Oh. Yeah. Anna Fry went viral for looking like Brock Purdy, who plays football for what team or who?
It was just great that Warren got a football question at the end. Dennis said Niners. He got that one. And he also got an extra point for saying boo with Kevin. So that was good. Yep. Yeah. So 100-1 in favor of Dennis.
I said what?
You said, my answer is what the heck. Yeah. Dennis, congratulations. Hold on a second. We'll get you a big win here, okay?
All right.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend. Guys, very mediocre. Give yourself a very slow clap.
I'm not even clapping.
Wait, you're giving him mediocre. That's maybe too high.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's
a rough round.
Let's go with deficient.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Fellas, what's the earliest you've ever had spaghetti in the morning?
Kevin James.
Probably for breakfast or, you know, early in the morning. Yeah.
I mean, does it count if it's at night? But it's morning?
No.
If it's still dark?
No, I mean post-sleep.
Okay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day. What do you think, Kev?
This is an interesting one. Women between the ages of 18 and 49, they were surveyed, and 58% said they prefer a man in a backwards hat.
What? How many percent?
58%.
Huh, that's dumb.
Bruce doesn't prefer a backwards hat.
Kevin does, apparently.
Yeah,
I do. It's like pretty much the only way I wear a hat. Once in a while, I'll wear it forward if I really like the hat. But the hat has to be right. And for me, I don't have too many hats that are right. I just like it better backwards. I don't know. I always have.
Here's the reason why, pretty much your life story, isn't it?
This is why women say they like it.
Easy.
Backwards hats can highlight a man's features, such as his lips, nose, and neck.
See, that's why I like
confidence. Some people find confidence and individuality creative. And so they're saying that a man looks more creative, more confident.
Oh.
They say with your bill the other way around, the right way, Bruce, can hide some of the elements of your face.
So?
Now, when you wear it like Bruce does, he wears it up nice and high and tipped back a little bit. You can see it all.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you're still not going to try.
The important stuff.
Well, I mean, that's women 18 to 49, so I don't know that.
What do they know?
Can we just see what it looks like with Bruce? Just
me with my hat on backwards?
Yeah. Try it. Let's see.
I'm excited. Man. Yeah. He's got the glasses. You know, he's got the wire rim glasses. They're kind of circular.
Not very happy about it either.
That looks amazing.
He looks like a surgeon. Okay. He actually does, doesn't he?
He does.
Like the hole in the hat is a little light.
Yeah.
He looks like a surgeon.
Hey, you look like a genius over there.
Oh, thank you.
Turn it around. Let's see what you look like now. Okay. Back to the right. Oh, yeah. You look smart that way, too.
Cowboy.
Yeah. All right.
I like it. Warren, how big is your head?
Oh, huge. Just like yours.
Yeah.
It's big. I think you could maybe wear mine.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
No, I don't. I actually don't.
Backwards,
I don't think
Warren.
You can.
You want me to do it backwards?
I don't think you want to, actually.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Oh, see, he looks actually good in it.
He doesn't look bad at all.
Looks like an umpire.
You kind of look like me.
That's right. He does look like an umpire, Bruce.
Boy, I'm proud if I look like you, Kev.
We got an umpire and a surgeon when they wear their hats backwards.
Monty, I've never seen you in a backwards hat.
Steve Reich. Very good,
Warren. You always wear a hat.
Monty, glasses off the hat.
Not bad.
It accents your nose.
You know what, Kevin?
He looks like someone who we don't know what his profession is.
Oh, that's either forward or backwards.
Wait a second.
Wait, that's the same as when it's forward.
So weird.
Producer Steve, you're of the age.
You just look like a guy working in your backyard, Monty.
Yeah.
33 years old, you should be in that wearing the hat backwards age. Do you ever do it?
What percentage no hat? This is just forwards and backwards?
Yeah.
If you're wearing a hat, it's forwards and backwards.
I see.
So.
Yeah.
Well,
do you have any hats?
That's a great question.
My hat's all broke.
Your hat's all broke.
Huh? How does that happen?
What are you doing
with your hat?
I don't know. I hadn't worn them in a while.
Are you talking about you have snapbacks and the plastic part broke?
No, not snapbacks.
Well, how do you break a hat then?
They like disintegrated. I don't know what happened.
Huh?
I just didn't wear them for a long time.
Is your head made of battery acid?
Did you put them in the windowsill for like 10 years?
I mean, they were in the sun, I guess.
Oh, okay.
They kind of, I don't know. It got all burnt.
Also, what do you got against snapback? You seem very mad about that.
I mean, it's fine.
I mean, everybody in here has one on.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, sure. Also, I'd like to see the evidence of a disintegrated hat that just was disappeared.
Okay,
yeah. I'll bring in my
disintegrated.
I've got a hat. You got a J.M. Kevin hat.
Oh, the yellow one.
Oh yeah, Monty,
yeah. I have it, and it is. Yeah. I can't put it on anymore, or it will.
Well, because it has elastic in it too. I bet you the elastic is no longer elastic. Yeah.
It was like one of the first hats you ever had.
I still have one, Kevin. You have one of those?
I do not.
It couldn't fit your head, right?
Yeah, because they were the actual, like,
they were fitted. Fit. Yeah, they were fitted, yeah.
One size fits all type hat.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I used it for a camping hat forever, and I think that's what kind of...
Oh, I'm sure.
Finally did it.
Absolutely.
I have a Jay and Kevin stocking cap.
Nice. Bring it in next week.
Okay.
I expect wear it around the house. Bring it all week, and then bring it in. It'll smell fantastic.
Yeah.
Next week, maybe we should all whip out our vintage... Bruce, you got me on a vintage clothing thing now with your 1999 t-shirt on.
Okay.
I think, what's the oldest piece of Jay and Kevin stuff you have? Probably that, right, that you have on?
Oh, yeah.
Warren, you have just the stocking cap. Those are probably 10, 15, how old, 10 years old, Kevin? More than that?
15? Oh, more than that.
15, maybe? Yeah, wait, were we even here? We might have even been here yet, yeah.
I don't think so.
So that's probably 20. Monty, what do you have? The yellow
one? Just the yellow hat.
Bring that in.
If I can find
it. That's like 97?
Yeah, maybe, ooh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'll see if I can find a couple of things. Maybe we'll just bring in some vintage stuff.
Okay. Yeah, vintage.
Kevin, you got any left?
Nah, I don't think so.
Steve, bring in something from last week.
Yeah, good old 2024.
Yeah. The Big 99.9.